Welcome. During this most unprecedented time, we're here for the Shoud Alt Series, number 6. We are here in Kona, in the Schomburg Pavilion. We are here for you.
We'd like to welcome all Schomburg from all around the world who are tuning into this webcast. It's the last Shoud we're going to do before the Heaven's Cross, and it's big. I mean, it's really huge. So if you had one word to describe how you're feeling about all this, what would it be? You can't use swear words.
There's an intensity.
Intensity, yeah. That's probably the word I'd use to describe it, intensity, and then you could use other words like excitement, wonderment, anxiety,
right.
WTF, oh, geez, what's going to happen next? You know, you could just feel it like building and building.
Exactly.
And while doing that, it builds that intensity and the anxiety, and it's
exactly.
like, and it's just 18 days away from today. Yeah. And I keep thinking, okay, tomorrow I'll be a little calmer and I'll settle in, but then tomorrow it amps it up even more. Anyway, we want to welcome each and every one of you to this Shoud, to this webcast. We've got a lot going on today, and we're anxiously, intensely awaiting Adamus in our next session.
Well, and clearly that's been the focus of all his material. Now it's all focused on that.
And as you probably can tell, we are at Villa Amyo in Kona, Hawaii. It's a beautiful day here. It's sunny. You can hear the birds chirping. It's amazing. It's nice to be here and see all the greenery. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
truly a paradise.
So we're going to get into it right away. We have a lot to cover in this session, and we're going to first talk about our last Shoud that we did, Alt Series number 5, back right. in February. I really have no recollection of what we did. I know we did something.
I'll remember when we see the recap.
Yeah, we were back in Colorado at the studio.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But I'll remember, too, once I see the recap. That's why we do the recap. It's kind of like a recap for dummies.
What I think it is that if you really dive into material and you integrate it, you don't let it get lost in thought.
Oh, right. but my memory specifically doesn't remember, so let's play the recap to see what we did last month.
Okay.
Let's take a deep breath and let yourself be in the safe space. You know, humans, you even, have tended to look on the outside for the safe space. And right now, it's not going to be there. Not going to be there. If you're relying on the whole world to kind of settle down, for the whole world to be a safer place, it's just not. I mean, it's going to be quantum crazy this year and in the next couple of years. But the nice thing is that safe space, it's already right there. Let's allow that to come forth right now. Let's take a deep breath. You're the safe space. The safe space is there because you're allowing yourself to connect once again to what you'd call your soul. And more than that, the soul's wonderful, but the master. Master isn't some fluffy angel. Master doesn't have wings like angels do. Because the master comes from the human, from all the experiences, and it's now the wisdom. Let yourself feel that. Let it come to you. You don't have to reach out for it. You don't have to go out there. Let it come to you. Right now, the gravity is loosening, and it's not just physical, it's emotional gravity. We've talked about it, you know, the orbiting of all your emotions and everything else. It's lightening up right now, and it's causing you to remember what it's like to not be in physical form. And that's kind of wonderful, but kind of frustrating at the same time. But it changes everything in your biology, in your mind. It changes how the neurons work. It changes everything. That gravity in that atomic orbit is changing right now. And that's what's happening right now. The whole change in the way reality, human reality, is created. And you're feeling it. You're feeling it in everything, in your mind, in your body. And that's a good thing. Don't resist it, please. Allow it. Bring it in full force. And yes, it's going to feel strange. You're just going through a change. And that will lead to a faster, quicker integration of the light body and of the intelligence, the divine intelligence. It's just a transition you're going through right now, especially as we come to this time of Heaven's Cross. It's not scary. It's not frightening. What happens is unprecedented on the planet. It changes everything because it changes the physics, not just Earth physics, but the metaphysical physics, and therefore it changes humanity. The biggest thing that it's going to disrupt, don't be looking like on the outside for, you know, a big war or, you know, every volcano to start erupting at the same time. It's going to affect the human mental balance. Because most humans and the way they're connected and balanced mentally and physically into the planet is going to start changing. They're going to start losing it more than they are now. And I'm not talking bad, evil, dark, just odd and bizarre type of behaviors, because they're no longer connected the way they're used to for many, many lifetimes, not just this lifetime. It's going to affect mental health more than anything. It's going to change science, not on March 22nd, but in the years to come. It's going to change humans' concept of and their consciousness of living on the planet, of what leadership should be, of what business should be. It's going to change all those. These are all pretty archaic systems. It's going to spur the technology developments, but it's going to change everything. It leads me to talking about realm walkers. We can't do this thing of Heaven's Cross, the apocalypse, without the counterbalance in the other realms. It takes, for it to go gracefully, relatively gracefully, it takes those who are embodied in human form here on the planet to also be working in the other realms, to maintain a balance, to help architect the thing in a way, not literally, but you've woven your DNA into this whole apocalypse on the other realms. So it has a human familiarity to it. Has to have that human familiarity on the other realms to maintain a balance. The realm workers are there also to remind you, don't get trapped out here, or don't decide that you're going to die at this point. They're going to remind you, okay, you've expanded out here now. Bring what you've taken in, what you felt, bring it back with you now to human back on Earth. It's the essence of you. It's the memories of you. It's the Christ consciousness of you. And you're going to be bringing that back. Not to go out and save the world or anything like that, but now to bring that into your life. What I'm trying to do is to help many of you understand. Stop doubting yourself, the human doubting itself. What good have I done here? You've done a tremendous amount of good. And for those who aren't the realm walkers, you've been here, being grounded here, bringing in new energies here. It has to have both. It has to work together. It has to be that balance. There has to be that weaving of familiarity in the other realms, so that when Chambra expands out there with the coming of Heaven's Cross, when you expand out there, that it doesn't overwhelm you. It's a familiar, safe space. You know, the one really wonderful thing I love right now is that we're doing this together. You're doing it, of course, individually and with sovereignty, but you're doing it together as a global group right now. Coming to this time of the apocalypse, coming to this opening, kind of reminds me at times of Tobias's story of the journey of the angels, hopping on that little boat, leaving the comfort of home and going off across the waters, and then coming to this time of the wall of fire. It was epic. Changed everything, of course. And for some reason, there's a kind of a hint of that in here. It's kind of like the new wall of fire. But this wall of fire doesn't break us, fragment us into billions and billions of pieces. This one's different. It's actually almost a reverse wall of fire. Brings us back together, brings you back together. We're no longer sealed off with a veil over you, not accessing the other realms. You'd say maybe it's the other side of the wall of fire where you all come back together after being so shattered and isolated. We're doing this together, trying to have fun and find the light in it, and on top of it, knowing that what you're doing, whether you're a realm worker, whether you've been working hard on the human level, something of epic proportions is happening.
Wow, that's incredible and deep, and it's still Heaven's Cross. It's all about Heaven's Cross and all the potentials and impact.
You know, my favorite part, I remembered everything. Of course. My favorite part was when he was saying this is kind of like the wall of fire, you know, from Tobias's Journey of the Angels. When we left home, we fragmented into all these pieces, and he said, but it's kind of more like a reverse wall of fire. Everything comes back together, and man, I got the goosebumps. And when he said that,
it's intimidating.
No, it's beautiful.
It's both.
It's both. It's absolutely both. Anyway, we're going to take a look now at upcoming events.
Okay.
We have quite a few things planned here going into what I call our spring season right here in Kona, Hawaii. It's good to be here. As a matter of fact, it's so good to be here that last evening we took this little shot, real shot taken from up at the pool level here at Villa Amio. It was about 6:30-ish, somewhere
right
in there.
Right after sunset.
Yeah, right after sunset.
Can you believe, and that's the beauty that we get to see.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. And almost every night is a beautiful sunset, and what
Absolutely.
I love about them is they're all different. Anyway, wish you were here, and you can be. If you come to some of the upcoming workshops that we're doing, what's coming up next?
Well, the next one is a Masters in Communication again. And, you know, that's a wonderful event because that is because of what Adamus has said. That's the evolution of the channeling workshop mm-hmm. because he said the channeling wasn't what was needed. It was this other communication.
That's coming up March 17th through the 21st. Not too late to call the airlines, get a plane ticket. We have some spaces still open. You'll be here right before Heaven's Cross. I mean, how amazing.
Literally.
How amazing.
And a lot of the travel bans and travel restrictions have all been lifted now. So suddenly there are more potentials to be able to travel with more ease.
Absolutely. And what I do like about Masters in Communication, it's kind of a big evolution of the channeling workshop,
right.
but it really gets into the kind of the metaphysics of energy, how it's communication, how you can communicate without the words, without having to know words. You know, when I channel, I don't get words from Adamus. I have to turn kind of like the energy transmission into words very rapidly. So really, I'm more of a translator than anything else. I'm just quickly translating. But this workshop gets into that and learns how to really get into the energy of communications.
People have very personal experiences with it. Adamus is quite good at that, and this environment is ideal for really letting
Absolutely.
Yourself loose.
Then right after that, what we've all been waiting for many, many lifetimes is coming. And I can hardly believe I'm going to say these words, but March 22nd, 2023, the apocalypse begins. It sounds so big, I guess you would say. We're going to be doing a live webcast right here from Villa Amio in Kona for the apocalypse. It still sounds weird when I say it, the apocalypse. Heaven's cross. We're going to be doing a live channeled message. It's going to be free online to everybody around the world. And we invite you to join with other Chambra from all around the world and others who are going to be tuning in. I think we're going to have much, much more than a just Chambra audience for that.
Well, and I do like that the interpretation, you know, the apocalypse, is, the word has a history.
Yes.
It's originally Greek, but then the church has evolved it into something kind of dark, like
yeah.
End of the world. But the actual meaning is unveiling.
It is. But just the historic use of the word,
yes.
the connotations of the word to say it. We're going to be here on March 22nd, hopefully with you, for the beginning of the apocalypse. It sounds big.
It sounds
a little bigger than, you know, hey, let's go to drive to town for dinner.
It does, but I found it easier to sleep thinking, yes, it's an unveiling, not a.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad Adamus has been using the word Heaven's Cross, as the out front name for the whole thing, because otherwise it's pretty big. Anyway,
Adamus is not that cheesy.
No, he's not. Anyway, do join us on March 22nd as the Heaven's Cross. We're going to be right here in Kona with our webcast, hopefully with each and every one of you. And
when you go to the website, you can, there's a time zone thing where you can check to see what time it'll be live in your area.
Right. And we didn't want to get into the time here because of all the
too complicated
different zones and
time changes.
Just go to the website. There's a time zone converter for March 22nd right there. Okay, moving along. What's coming after that?
Oh, boy.
What's the first thing after the apocalypse?
Well, we hope it's going to be the Master Circle.
We do. Actually, the timing is perfect because this is the first Master Circle we're doing, and there's no format. It's not like where we're talking about Threshold or SES or Aspectology. This is wide open. It's a group of masters from all around the world. We're going to sit together, maybe even in a circle, and talk about whatever comes up.
I don't think it's any mistake that you came up with this event and that you don't know anything.
Right, right.
I mean, how could you know before the apocalypse?
You couldn't have. And it's sold out. So, we do have another one coming up later, but that one sold
right.
out. Then after that, we have the Master Code online. We've been doing this now for last year or so. It's a relatively new thing. When it's online, that means Linda and I are hosting it. We'll be doing it right from here, from Kona, Hawaii. We host it, and then we play the segments and have discussions about it. It's now available in 14 different languages.
Which is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Those translators are just on it, getting all
we
the translations
so
done. In Master Code, Adamus talks about how the energy is coded into patterns. And how basically the Atlantean code guided us here to where we are now. And now we are creating what he calls the Ascension Code. It's kind of like the energetic pathway for those who are coming through awakening
right.
and their mastery and finally ascension. The code also has a dual meaning. It also means this code or the standards by which a master lives on the planet. It's their energy design for how to stay here even after the apocalypse.
And Adamus has some pretty specific, clear ideas about what you do to support that journey.
Yeah, and in the Master Code, we go through some amazing experiences guided by Adamus, all about releasing the old codes in our body, our mind, our beliefs, and now making room for the new codes that are coming in. So again, this is very appropriate post-apocalypse.
Absolutely.
So we have a little recap here for Master Code. Let's take a look. Thank you. Ah, welcome to the Master Code. Everything is coded. Everything. All energy is coded. But the moment consciousness is present, energy begins its coding process. Coding means that the energy, in response to the consciousness, not to thought, but to consciousness, is now setting itself into patterns. The energy suddenly gets activated. It's suddenly available, and it creates the illusion of reality. And please, doesn't mean it's false. It's not false at all. But you'll realize it's quite an illusion. And the reality that you felt was so firm and solid and immovable is actually very malleable, very flexible. Once you understand the whole relationship between consciousness and energy and coding. We're going to specifically talk about the Atlantean code that brought you here. It was the first conscious code ever known to humanity where a group did it very consciously with an understanding of what they were doing. We're going to be going back and experiencing that, and you'll be re-experiencing some of your Atlantean selves as we do. We're also going to be talking about the Master Code itself. The Master Code is really the passion and the purpose why you're here on the planet. Why it's not worth it stressing about your realization, it has to be there. We're also going to be coding the Ascension Code. And this is your gift, one of your gifts, but a very important gift for humanity well after you're gone. Let's go back to Alt. We talk about it a lot in Crimson Circle because it is an important part of your journey, a very important part. And there's a lot of coding tied up in it, and there's a lot of emotions that are part of it, a lot of history. Those who had been part of the headbands, working with the crystals, who had no ill intent whatsoever, felt for the first time this thing called shame. A deep shame for disturbing this balance of beauty that was in all the lands of Atlantis, and you were watching it literally fall apart. This is the real bond of Shambra. We knew it was time to light fires, huge fires that were attended to for a period of almost 2 years, tended to by at least 100 beings, Atlanteans at a time. We were coding. We were creating the way, the path into now. And that path was coded for each and every one of us to follow, to go through lifetime after lifetime, lifetimes that would take us underground when the surface of the earth was burning, lifetimes that would take us from beneath the surface of the earth back onto earth itself, into lifetimes with Yeshua, into lifetimes where there was the evolution, the birthing of religions, of culture, of music, of art, lifetimes that would take us through wars, lifetimes that would take us through mystery schools, and lifetimes that would eventually bring us to what you now know as the time of machines. It's the Atlantean code. That's always been part of you. That's what's brought us back time after time, and what eventually brought me back to working with each and every one of you. That is the effectiveness of a code. Consciousness, addressing, touching energy. Now we're back here. Exactly where we intended to be. We didn't know the year. We didn't have a title for it. We just knew it was the time to bring divine and human together on this planet in preparation of the new human species, where headbands weren't used. The new human species that would evolve and eventually share the wisdom, share the experience, and share the beauty of life to all the places we now call new earths. It's obvious why you're here. It's obvious.
Well, I think it's clear there's a lot of information to really, once again, offer more perspective on a lot of parts of life.
It is, and also based on the surveys we did of previous attendees for Master Code Online, we have 98.1% said Adamus was excellent. I wonder who those people were that didn't think he was. 80% said it was life-changing. 99% said they'd recommend it to other Shambra, and 89% said it was a good value for the money. I think these statistics are pretty outstanding in terms of the endorsement for the Master Code. So that is coming up online soon. Okay.
Oh, and then more. For here on Kona, we have Staying in Grace, April 23rd to the 27th. There are spaces available. That's also a very wonderful event. They all are.
Yeah.
And then another Master Circle, May 14th through the 18th. That'll be the second one, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think actually that one, you know, might sell out because I think after the apocalypse or Heaven's Cross, a lot of people are going to say, I got to get over there. I got to sit in the circle with other Shambra, with other Masters and Adamus. We got some talking to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's gonna be a big one.
I agree.
And then going into the summer, we have Sexual Energy School online, June 16th through the 18th. We do this twice a year. And as everybody should know by now, it's a core Crimson Circle class. It gives such incredible insight into managing your personal energy, getting other people to stop feeding off of you, and you stop feeding off of them. So that's coming up June 16th through the 18th. We do it twice a year. This is our summer run.
And this is the only event that we require for live, for 10-day live events because attendees requested it.
That's right.
The difference in the way you're able to manage your energy and work with others significantly changes once you've done the Sexual Energy School.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised that we've been doing this for years now
online.
And we still get a lot of Shambra signing up or people taking it again,
they've
taken it before. You get a graduate discount of 50%, but the classes always fill up. I'm always amazed.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
But anyway, after that, one of my very favorites is the Threshold Online. This is where we talk about encountering the dragon.
Your dragon.
Not my dragon, your dragon. I got enough problems with my dragon. I don't want to see yours. But I really love this because we did it live all around the world. And then we finally filmed it, and I really didn't know how Adamus was going to handle the filming. It was very different when you have a live group, but it was phenomenal.
But it's that thing where once Adamus has experienced that, you know, giving it to different humans and watching how they respond in each of the events, he is able to take that and it updates it so that it can be done that way.
Absolutely. This is where you encounter your inner dragon. It's the last thing you're going to do before realization. It doesn't go away in one day or so. The dragon sticks around. But actually, in my own personal experience, I learned to, at first, be afraid of the dragon, of my dragon, to try to run from the dragon. But now, you know, dragon and me, we're good friends. I actually enjoy when it comes around because, okay, it's time to release something else.
Interesting.
And he's been coming around, or he, she. I don't know, maybe it's a she, the dragon. I don't know. I never checked. But at least we know that it helps release.
I don't think the dragon will let you check.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's probably why I never have. Linda and I live host this. It's July 7th through the 9th. So we're here as a live host, and then we play the segments in between. But to me, it was one of the most transformational.
Very rewarding.
Challenging, but transformational things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then to top off the summer, we have Kasama Online. Another one I love a lot. It's August 11th through the 13th. Linda and I live hosting it, of course. And based on a quote that we got, it says about a Kasama, a comprehensive and beautiful explanation of the soul, its journey and its destiny. It bridges the gap between the human and the soul.
couldn't have put it more succinctly.
I know. But it's really, it gives such an incredible understanding about what the soul is. I mean, that term is kicked around a lot by a lot of groups and people.
A lot of separation to it.
Nobody's really defined it.
Right.
And Adamus defines it in physics. And he's very clear and comprehensive. And
absolutely.
It's very understandable. It's not a bunch of wishy-washy
or
ethereal stuff. It's very, very clear. So we're going to host that online. We'll be doing a live question and answer session for it instead of a pre-recorded.
Right.
You get to send your questions in. A total of 9 sessions and translations into 10 different languages. That's coming up.
Check it out.
Online, August 11th through the 13th. Okay. So it is Kasama, the soul's destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I look forward to doing these online hosted
things.
I
do too. And again, you've done events like that. We really can feel you when we're hosting, and it's quite it's beautiful.
Actually, it really is. So anyway, that's Kasama Online coming up at the end of August. Okay, and now it's time for Shambra News. We got a lot in the news, a lot happening, but this is just a moment to take a deep breath and feel into what comes next with Heaven's Cross, just like she's doing in the video here. Okay. As always, the Shambra Magazine, this is the special Heaven's Cross edition. We've got a number of articles and stories about Heaven's Cross and good information about it, so don't forget to check it out. It's got listings of everything that we do, all the events, all the products. We don't send a bunch of emails all month long. We put it together in one beautiful publication.
Keep it simple.
Absolutely. So, and just a heads up, we're going to be making some interesting changes in Shambra Magazine, starting with the April issue.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't want to say too much about it because
don't.
Mark Ritter, the art director, designer, is here on one of the cameras today.
Yeah,
and he's going, don't mention
make
it.
Nervous.
Don't mention it just in case it doesn't work. No, we mentioned that in the April issue, right? Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. So make sure to check it out. So in terms of Shambra News, of course, we have Heaven's Cross coming on March 22nd. And as part of the lineup of incredible information, we recorded and recently put out Heaven's Cross Part 3, Questions and Answers. You were there for that.
You bet. We got through quite a few questions, and it answered, a lot of people were looking for context to things or perspective on things.
Yeah.
And I think that it's quite helpful, and it's 80 minutes long.
Yeah.
And you might find it helpful. There are a lot of questions related to Heaven's Cross because there's so much we don't know.
And it's free.
It's free.
It's free. So we got through about 15 questions, which is a lot for Adamus to get through. Because a lot of times, one or two questions, he takes off and never have time for another one. But this, we got through a lot of great questions.
Yeah.
Answers a lot of stuff. So it is free, downloadable video, audio, and text. And I think we have some different language translations that are just now becoming available.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you want the full set of Heaven's Cross information, we've got it. Everything you need to know about Heaven's Cross. Heaven's Cross 1, Preparing for the Opening. That was put out in maybe late November, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then Heaven's Cross 2, The Apocalypse. That's been out for a month or two. And now Heaven's Cross Questions and Answers, free of charge. The first two, there's a payment fee for them, but the last one, Questions and Answers, is free of cost. So, okay, and, we're talking a lot about all the stuff going on, talking about all the awakening and talking about having a rude awakening.
Oh, boy.
Something really interesting happened lately that
Adamus really likes to stick his nose in things, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked when Adamus came along one day, I forgot what I was doing, but came along and said, give Rude Awakening away to the world for free. I mean, I had to go back and say, hello, Adamus, well, I'm not sure what you're saying. Hello.
Plus the fact it's not yours.
And it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to say, be the young or old, short or tall, Rude Awakening shall be free for all. Kind of like in that Moses voice. He didn't really, but I thought it'd make for a good slide and a little amusement here. But he did say, give it away for free. So I wrote an article about it in the Chamber magazine and basically said, okay, I understood him clearly, but still, I had to talk to Jonathan and Sandra, the producers, creators of the beautiful film Rude Awakening, and talk to them. So gave them a call on Zoom, and we had an interesting talk. Anyway, I want to play a short trailer here, give you an idea of Rude Awakening and what comes next. People really have a knowingness within themselves that there's a lot more than this.
Seeing myself in the same situations over and over and really beginning to realize, like, oh, the one common thread in all of this is me. Not everyone can be an asshole. Sometimes it's me.
As a child, the world didn't make sense.
But I actually never felt that I'm going to fit in.
My body, it just fell apart.
I always had a sense that there was something bigger.
Even though we're going to tell our stories, the next person may not have anything like that. There's no, and there never will be, a rule book or a 10 steps to realization.
Do you think this journey is for everybody?
Yes, of course, yes. It is. It is.
So indeed, Rude Awakening is going to be launched or put out to the world for free on March 22nd.
Interesting day they picked, right?
Well, that was Anamis that picked that.
Well,
and
that's perfect.
So I went to Sandra and Jonathan, and we had a very good discussion. And basically, they were thinking the same thing, but hadn't brought it up. We got together with the investors in the film. They loved the idea. I got together with the Crimson Circle staff and others, and everybody agreed. I don't think there was one voice that did not. And now we're going to put it out to the world for free on March 22nd.
And you can share it with anyone.
And that's the important thing. First of all, share it. Share the link. We're going to be putting out plenty of information to everybody about where you can get the link. It'll basically be the Rude Awakening website on March 22nd for sharing. Watching it yourself, and then share it. I mean, that's the whole idea. Share it with friends. Share it with your neighbors. Maybe not your neighbors, but share it with friends, family, other people who might be interested.
Well, it's hard to explain who we are and what we do sometimes, and this film does it in a very entertaining way.
It does. We're calling it Share the Light. So watch it again, or if you haven't seen it, watch it for the first time. And if you have trouble remembering all this, it's real easy. Here it is on this screen. Root Awakening is free to the world on March 22nd. Free to the world on March 22nd. So remember that. We'll be reminding you in social media, probably even put out a special mailer about it. I know other groups are also starting to get involved in it. We'll be putting it out as well beyond just Crimson Circle. So it's very exciting. Share the light about your Root Awakening. Okay, with that,
all right,
comes time for our Spotlight Product of the Month. And this month, that Spotlight Product is one of my favorites, Ancestral Freedom.
We all need it.
It's the update, meaning that we filmed the original materials, and then Damas added another session or
as
so
always.
To it. As always, even updating his own stuff. But I love Ancestral Freedom because it's really what Damas talks about, the fact that your ancestral karma is actually heavier than your past life karma. Who would have thought? Well, no, I would have thought, knowing my family. But it's actually heavier than past life karma. It's what, all the things that you inherit from your family lineage. And in Ancestral Freedom, Adamus talks about how to gracefully break the old family chains. And then what happens when you do, things that occur in your life. So it's one of the most transformational, profound, simple things that I just love. So it's a Spotlight Product for this month. There's three sessions total. It's 15% off in March, so it's just, I think it's $106 or something. 50% off for graduates. So if you've already taken it, you get 50%
yep.
off. And you can stream it. So I know it's one of your favorites also.
Yep. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, not to put words in your mouth.
Oh, no, I mean, once again, it's that thing where rarely do you hear anyone go into the kind of detail that Adamus does that really helps you see, again, you see things you didn't know, and it assists you in fixing it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we have a short trailer for Ancestral Freedom. Let's take a look. We have this whole convergence of things taking place on the planet. I mean, right now. We have the Order of the Ark basically closing down. This was the gathering of all the angelic families and also the entry point for so long for many who were coming for their first lifetime on the planet. Gaia is leaving right now. Gaia came here to infuse this planet with life force energy. Has been responsible for all the kingdoms of the planet. And what could we add to that? Well, recently there was a clarion call that went out for all those who were what I call the aliens of Earth, the interferers, the ones who, for the most part, really hadn't taken on physical body. Some had, but not a lot. The ones who were here really not in this search or seeking the answers of energy resolution. They were energy feeders. They were disruptors. They're literally being summoned back to their angelic families right now because their time is done interfering or perhaps holding back the earth as well. So they're being called back home. Now let's pause for just a moment with that. They're being called back home, and what do you have happening on the planet right now? Well, people are being called home, told to stay home because of this thing called the coronavirus. Everybody's going home right now. Everybody's going home, the aliens and the humans. So what's going on? What is going on with all of this? Well, that's what I'm here to tell you. That's the reason, the whole reason for this update. What's going on is that the spiritual families, the angelic families themselves, all 144,000, are being called home to be told that they're being disbanded. They're being released. The spiritual angelic families are closing. I hope that gives you a good, warm feeling and a remembrance of why you came here. It's all coming together. Let's take a deep breath, and now you've released your ancestral family. Now let's help out the Order of the Ark and the angelic families. Let's do our releasing right now. I hope you realize soon what you're really doing on this planet and the profound effects that it has through all of creation. Let's take a deep breath together for all that's happening at this moment. The converging of so many things.
So much value in knowing more about your ancestry and release.
Yeah, and again, Adamus talks about how the ancestral karma is, or, you know, the lineage and everything is stronger than our past life. So it's important to release it. And that doesn't mean getting rid of your family. It just means saying, I'm going to just be my own person now. It breaks a very long and old chain that's been occurring, and that literally holds you back. And you can actually learn to love your family and to appreciate them more than ever because you're no longer in that family prison.
The sovereignty.
It's a sovereignty, absolutely. So it is on sale this month, 15% off, and it's all about breaking that ancestral chain. It's good. And we've got a few minutes before we go. I want to just make a few comments about Heaven's Cross. So it's right around the corner. I believe it's 18 days from now, or just about. I think we can all feel it to some degree or the other, feel it in different ways. I know for myself personally, it's a combination of great excitement. It also brings some anxiety. And the anxiety occurs in just thinking about if this is really it, you know. And I think many of us, most of us have wondered, is this just another carrot? Is it another thing in the future? Is it another harmonic convergence, even though that had a lot of value? Is it another quantum leap, which was very real if you look back now, back to 2007 and what quantum leap was all about? But this is a little bit different because it's about the apocalypse. Again, the name is so foreboding. Yeah, and daunting. And you know, so me personally, I've gone through a lot in it from the excitement, the anxiety, the feeling of, yes, we're finally here. And then the feeling of overwhelming tiredness, like, oh, my God, what it took to get here. The feeling that, you know, and I've had some talks with Adamus, what if nothing happens? And I've asked that numerous times. What if nothing happens, Adamus? You put it all on the line here. I mean, you put it all on the line. And I'm the one that has to say it. What if nothing happens? And when each time I ask that question, I hear this outrageous knee-slapping laughter in the other realms. And not just Adamus, but Tobias and Kathumi and so many of the others just laughing and laughing. And I'm like, all right, that's, you know, I'm glad you think it's funny, but you're not down here. And then I ask it again, what if nothing happens? And then again, their laughter and just yucking it up, and you know they're talking all night long at the Ascended Masters Club about it. So maybe that's a clue that, you know, I'm going to look back and laugh myself also at some point.
We'll see.
We'll see. But, you know, I think for all of us, it causes us to really stop for a moment and think about the whole journey and think about what it's taken to come this far, and what we do next. Adamus isn't giving me what much clue about what next. He said, just get through the damn event, and then we'll talk about what next. I know it's going to be deeply personal. I know that the effects on the world aren't necessarily going to be there right away. I know that that we're all going to have some very wonderful, deep moments of contemplation coming into this and going through it. I think it's going to give us all pause in our own personal way at some point to just get away from everybody and everything and just feel into it, breathe into it, acknowledge what we've done, acknowledge what you've done, and then using the energies that are coming in to say, now, how do I want to live the rest of my life here on the planet? What do I want to do? And I think for a lot of people, it's going to be a big no more moment, no more saying, you know, with the apocalypse saying, no more. I'm not, no longer going to tolerate some of the things I've been putting up with myself, with other people. It's just a big no more moment of let's move on in the way we should, in the way we have dreamed about as humans on the planet. Let's move on in our own lives in abundance and joy and mental peace. And the rest of the world might not change right away, but I think it's going to be such a beautiful opportunity for each and every one of us to acknowledge and accept these beautiful energies that are coming in. So in so many ways, I'm looking forward to it. In so many ways, I'm wondering if I'm ready. I'm wondering what junk I need to release. I'm wondering what's going to happen after this. And also, I'm looking at now this thing Adama's talked about a long time ago with a lot of new people coming in. They are. I mean, and all of our
starting to see it.
All of our statistics are showing that it's been caused by some of the more awareness that we've gotten recently through some of the interviews we've done. But other people are just seeming to find their way to Crimson Circle. And part of me is looking at that saying, where do we as Crimson Circle and Chamber go? What's next? We've been a relatively small, tight-knit global family for quite a while now. Linda and I know so many of you personally, or we've met you, we know you through the web or whatever. But what happens now is as things start to grow, do we lose that personal touch? Do we lose that closeness that we've all had being on this journey together? Well, no, we know so many people around the world, and we develop that closeness, or even if you're just tuning in, you know, once a month, there's still that closeness there that we have. And what are the new people going to bring? I hope it's more a continuation of our family type energies that we have, the close bonds that we have, and the feeling that we're all doing this together.
The new ones that I have experienced and relatively recently are actually quite amazing. They seem to come with a lot less baggage.
Yeah.
And they're much more aware and ready to go. And so that's where I'm hoping it's going.
I am too. And I know that's going to be true, and they're going to be really ready to jump in. But I guess I'm reminiscing a little bit here. We've had such an incredible 20-some years with you, even if you haven't been here that long. But we've been on this journey. Linda and I have always said that we're on it with you. We're not, we weren't already realized or anything. We've been on it with you, and it's had so many memories and beautiful times together that I'll never, ever forget.
That's wonderful, but now you're freaking me out. You're making it sound like it is an end of the world.
No, it's a big transition for us individually, but I also think for Crimson Circle, okay. I think it's going to be moving to a little bit different level, and it just causes me to pause and say, you know, it's been such an incredible journey with each and every one of you.
It's true.
The stories, the tears, the laughter, what we've been through together will stay with me forever. And I guess I'm just seeing some big changes coming about and just wanting to take this moment to say that I'll always appreciate what we've been through. It's been amazing.
We will truly always appreciate you.
So anyway, we do want to thank each and every one of you for being here, for being Chambra, for being part of this incredible group that we have. who knows how things are going to change or where we're going to go to, but a big thank you to each and every one.
You're changing the world with your consciousness.
Absolutely, and what a joy to be doing this with each and every one. So we're going to be taking a break now. We're going to come back at 1:30 for Adamus, see what he has up sleeve to, or his cloak today.
Okay.
So we'll see you in about 35 minutes. Thank you so much for being Chambra.